okay.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Ah, no, it's not okay, Brad. She's scarred for life. She was miserable. What the hell do you want? She never was the same again. It's Common Sense Tuesday. We welcome you into the Golf Club Stand Studio. Big thanks to Jeff and Ron and their donation to the Ronald McDonald House. $750. Now the total up to $16,500. Hold your clubs upright while you play. No more bending over. No more wet grips. No one wants that. Not good for the game. You can email Jeff at jweer@hotmail.com. J-W-E-R-R-E, hotmail.com. Give him a call at 206-250-1868. Curtis Crabtree's in the Redbox producer's booth, the smarter way to watch a play. And the go-to guy, Jim Moore, is here. Headphones don't work. I don't think a mic works. And you may have just broke a chair. And the mic just broke. Well, this is it. It's all happening. It's all breaking apart. Yeah, just kind of hold that. Yeah, twist that thing a little bit.
What's that?
I don't know. I can't even hear you. You got to turn his mic on, Curtis.
You're good. It is on, so that could be bad.
Hey, speaking of that mic, does that microphone not work?
Right, how's that?
No. Go to the other mic. We are a well-oiled machine here, KJR.
How's this?
So none of the microphones work in here? Okay. I can't wait until this whole thing blows up. I ain't gonna lie. Try this microphone over here. The main one over here. Just go over to this one. Yeah. Media Market 12.
Hear me here?
Yeah, there we go. That one works. All right. We amazing. It's amazing we got that microphone to work. The mice are eating us away. Do you ever just wonder, like, really? I mean, never had these issues when I worked in Longview.
No, I always, when I was over at the other place, I mean, I was known for, you know, I'd just say, well, you know, I'm a sports writer. I don't know what I'm doing here. And they, you've been doing this for 10 years.
It's not your fault. Those microphones just don't work for some reason.
No, but I'd forget to turn the on button.
Well,
on.
Everybody does that. I mean, that's standard. Yeah. I mean, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, just don't touch anything.
Are you wishing right now you hadn't invited me?
No, I'm wishing right now that I was not here.
You and me both. We should be out on the first tee somewhere.
Yeah, you're damn right we should be.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it. Sorry about the traffic and the parking downstairs. We've got construction going on. You can't park anywhere.
That's okay.
Did you end up in the garage or did you go?
The two-hour zone.
Yeah, 2 hours zone.
Now, yeah, you roll the dice.
Now, you're rolling the dice. Now, I don't think they're ticketing. Yeah, that mic stand's not going to hold up, so you're just going to have to, like, drop your chair down.
I'm good.
Can I just... This is why I wish the show was, like, on video, like, on TV right now, so everybody could see everything. Just say how everything just is, you know, falling apart.
You know what I appreciate about you, though?
This is what happens when you're moving, you know, because we're moving.
Yeah.
To the other side of the building.
Oh, we are?
So, yeah.
I can't say we.
Yeah, sure, you can't. Well, let's hope you can say we.
You are.
I think once they're tearing everything down, for some reason, nothing works here. So I don't know why that's... It's like your Apple iPhone. You know, when they start doing the upgrades on it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh, no, it doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Because they want you to get a new one. So I think that's what's happening here. So.
Okay. You know what I appreciate about you, though?
Yes, sir.
And I told you. I told you about that. On the golf podcast.
Yeah.
Improve Your Lie. Mm-hmm. When I was over there in Vantage, sitting in my Tommy Bahama chair, and we were trying to do the podcast.
I think it's the best place you've done the show.
Well, and the truck's going by, and I mute the thing so that, you know, I'd be a good teammate, not having trucks be part of the show. And then whenever I talked, I'd forget to turn the mute off.
Yeah, happened about two or three times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're okay. You roll with that. See, I used to work with a guy over at the other station.
It's fine.
Bob. And I love Bob, but he hated that kind of stuff.
Well, it's just...
So, right now, if you were Bob, this would be a nightmare for him. And you're just rolling with it because, I mean, things aren't working that well, and what the heck? We're human,
it's the
right?
enjoyable I mean, experience. It's what makes live radio and live entertainment the best.
I guess.
Because it never works the way you want it to work.
You think the listeners are appreciating this?
No, I think the majority have turned us away.
It's not. Yes, I mean, I don't know if this doesn't qualify as good radio, does it?
They have decided, now, this is not because of this. It's just, you know, They've had enough. They've had enough of everything.
And then I show up 5 minutes before the show to start.
Well, that's the gas plan, so don't worry about it. That was gas man.
All right.
You're good.
That was Calabro, too.
Calabro, Graz. I mean, all of them. My God. Just everybody. Softy. It doesn't matter. It's everybody. It's the whole damn bit. Curtis. It said Curtis. I've worked with Curtis for how long you worked here, Curtis?
Too long. Yeah, 13 years.
13 years. There isn't a time that Curtis has, when he's been filling in doing this, has been here 10 minutes before the show.
No way. Curtis seems like he's a really organized guy.
Well, he is, but if he's going to work at 10, he's here at 9:45, 9:50. And that's just Curtis. I've grown to understand that and appreciate it. It's not like you can't get a hold of him. I'll call him or text him. Hey, you know, what's going on? I'll be here in a second.
Well, when do you get here?
9:45.
But you do show prep. I mean, you got sheets of paper in front of you there.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing there. It just tells me what the studio sponsor is.
And a couple headlines.
A couple headlines, and you know, I think we're going to talk to Canzano today. Just things that I know I've memorized that are on here, but yeah, there's not much meat to this thing. It's all up here, Jimmy.
So you're not going to say we've got a really good show today? I mean, every host says that, right? We've really got a good show lined up today. So we don't have a good show lined up?
It's a Common Sense Tuesday. We got John Canzano on. We got Tweet of the Day. We got our top story of the day. We got a really good show for you today.
We do.
We got a really good planned show for you today. We'll talk a lot of great things. We can't wait. Let's see. We got the Mariners. We've got a Quentin Nelson injury. We've got a crazy day at NBA free agency, but you know, all of that. You know, we're all over the place. We'll be fine. We'll be good. We got news on the Pac-12 and the Big 12 about a possible merger, about a possible get together, about a partnership. We can cover that. We'll cover that with Canzano. Didn't talk to John last week because he was doing the Pac-12 media day, so caught up with him with everything. I think he interviewed Rolovich too, so I'm curious to hear what his questions were to Rolovich. So. I see you're wearing a Slick Watts Classic shirt.
Slick Watts Classic.
Hopefully he's doing okay. He's doing better.
Yeah, it was a 3-on-3 tournament down at Emerald Downs a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And Slick was down there making the rounds. And we know that Slick suffered a stroke. And we're all pulling for Slick. And I go back to the days when he was a rookie guard with the Sonics. And we used to go and we'd hope for garbage time so that this kid from Rolling Fork, Mississippi could come in the game. Kid with the headband, and we're all pulling for Slick for sure.
Yeah, there's two guys. Now, I'm not old enough to remember that squad, that team, but I've seen plenty of pictures and highlights of those guys, and I used to always love two things. One was Slick Watts, the headband for Slick Watts, and then the wristbands that I used to wear because of Gus Williams.
Gus Williams.
I never watched Gus Williams, but I just would see pictures of him, like, that's pretty cool. How come no one rocks a wristband?
Yeah, you don't see that, dude.
Now, sometimes you would see the Jordan pull the wristband up on the forearm.
Right.
But I'm talking about the wristband actually on the wrist, and Gus Williams would do it. I love that.
Gus Williams that was so cool because back in 78 when they went, they went all the way to the finals. They were 5-17 that year.
Yeah.
And then they lost in game 7. It was a heartbreaker. I waited in line all night for tickets down at the old Fidelity Lane to go to Game 7.
Okay.
And the Bullets beat us.
What's the old
Washington
Fidelity
Bullets.
Lane? That's it.
It was like a ticket broker place.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would all wait in line for that. And then the next year they came through and won back in Washington. And Gus Williams was, the big catalyst of that team.
I love it. The wristbands. I think Sigma had the wristbands too. I mean, let's bring it back. Wristbands, headbands, the whole thing. Elbow pads. Can we get the old school bike elbow pads coming back?
Yeah, you don't see
that. Is
that
a thing anymore?
I'm just blown away. And usually I look at salaries and I go,
the NBA?
10, 15 million, whatever. I look at the NBA salaries and there's two things I'm going, are you kidding me? So-and-so got, like Chris Paul, I know he's a great player, but he's old. And he's still getting 30 or 40 million a year in a new deal?
Kid and I were talking about this in the
come
break.
Come on.
This guy is, they're going to pay him until he's 40. $120 million. But we brought this up yesterday. Can you imagine in a world in which at 30, whatever age, you decline an option that pays you $44 million?
Was that Leonard?
No, that was him.
Oh, that was him?
That was Chris Paul.
And Kawhi Leonard turned
37.
Down, 36 or 37.
Yeah, 36, 37 million. Can you imagine just, they're declining an option that will pay them more money than we'll ever get in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And good for them. This is not to say, it's insane. Like, I was looking at this free agency stuff yesterday. And just so blown away with the amount of money some of these guys get because they're guys you've never heard of before. And then guys who are like, how is this guy with his pedestrian numbers getting this amount of money? So, I mean, I started looking at this. Have you ever heard of Rashawn Holmes? Anyone?
No.
You've never heard of him, have you?
What team? What position?
He is a center for the Sacramento Kings. He averages 13 points and 8 rebounds.
Okay, those are decent numbers.
He just signed a 4-year, $55 million deal.
And the thing about the NBA, all guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Just
you get that money
no matter what.
Devontae Graham, who just was in a sign and trade with Hornets and Pelicans, had a down year last year. He averages 14 points and 5 assists. He just got 4 years, $47 million. He's an average guard. The best one, though. Okay, I love this one. Doug McDermott.
He went to Wichita State or something, didn't he? Or
Creighton.
Okay.
Good player. He averages 13 points, shoots 38% from three. You know, your classic sits on the wing, sits in the corner, and shoots threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he got $42 million over 3 years. But my favorite signing yesterday that tops all of them is Zach Collins. Zach Collins has played 11 games in the last 2 years. The Blazers center, remember, went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
He's had foot injuries, okay. Never been healthy. The Spurs just gave him $22
million. $22
million. 3 years. And he's played in 11 games in 2 years.
So 7 plus a year.
I mean, it's just...
No, it's...
It's stupid.
I just look at those, especially those guys like Trae Young getting $200 million over 5 years. So you think, okay, $40 million a season, 80 games. What's that, Puck? $200,000 a game?
Yeah, don't ask me. I was call major.
$200,000 a game.
It's, you know, it's funny because you look at like football players. This way, football players just get so mad. Probably.
I don't blame them.
Like, we don't get guaranteed money. And these bums are making this amount of money.
Yeah.
Opposed to like a superstar quarterback or a superstar running back or wide receiver who's not even making like that kind of money.
So the NFL, like if they had the NBA salary structure, a guy like Ethan Postick could probably make, you know, 10 to 15 million a year.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's always the age-old debate with that sport in particular. The one sport that should not have a cap is that one.
Oh, it shouldn't at all.
There's no reason for a salary cap in the NFL. Zero. Zip, zilcho.
And they should get guaranteed money.
Sure, guaranteed money. And then there's only, I know the argument on this, well, the guaranteed money is the signing bonus. Whatever. You know what we're talking about. Guaranteed money. These owners can afford it. The league,
especially in the NFL, out of all the leagues,
making $1 billion a year.
I don't know how the NBA can afford what they're doing.
Well, the TV contract is good. I mean, you know, you're only paying what? What are you paying? I mean,
but the popularity compared to the NFL.
Oh, you're right about that one. I mean, the one thing is 15 guys compared to what? 60.
Yeah.
So
true.
I mean, there's that difference. But you're not paying not everyone on the team's getting big money. The reason why they should be guaranteed contracts is because you should reward teams and league for drafting well and being able to keep their players. Rather, well, they get to a certain point, well, I can't afford that player anymore because we got to pay so much amount of money to the quarterback. And now we can't keep, you know, the Byron Maxwells and all those guys, those secondary players. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Especially a team that drafts well. If you don't draft well, then, well, screw you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, you know, Jamal Adams, you're looking at him and you're thinking, what, 15 to 18 million that he's looking for somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah. And he probably looks at these NBA players and goes, man, I mean, I'm one of the best players in the league. And if I was in the NBA, I'd be talking 35, 40 million.
Yeah.
And what about Russell Wilson even making 35 million? If it was the NBA standard, he'd be making 50 or 60 million.
Well, you compare that with some of the football players over in Europe. Like, but those guys, like Lionel Messi just renegotiated his deal with, and I'm blanking on who the club is. I think, off the top of my head, I got to remember what he makes.
Isn't he one of the best soccer players in the world?
Best soccer player? Yeah,
and
yeah.
You don't know who he plays for?
I don't, do you?
No. No.
Why? That's no not chance. That's not because I'm not commentary on the sport. I just don't know.
Shouldn't we know that? Sports talk show host.
This is why someone's driving around right now going, I could do this. Who does he play for, Curtis?
Honey, he doesn't know who Messi plays for.
Barcelona.
Okay. Did you know that?
I did. I had to double check it, but I did not.
Okay. Now double check this. I believe he makes $50 million a year.
All right.
He just renegotiated his deal. I mean, just think about that. $50 million. That doesn't.
But isn't he like the number one or number two best player ever?
Okay, but take who's the best player in the best player in the NBA is Durant, right?
What's he at?
Or LeBron.
What's he at, 45 a year?
No, I don't think he's probably at like 30, 35.
35 would be my guess.
Yeah, some round in there. I mean, $50 million. And that doesn't even include the guy's endorsement deals. I mean, imagine when he makes an endorsement over there. I mean, crazy. Those guys are, I mean, that's money. Those dudes over there make like real money. But that's like oil money. You know, like energy money, all those dudes, all those like Russian, Saudi owners. Yeah, they don't care, man. Just take what, I don't know where the money's coming from, but they're paying them. And they're paying them a good chunk.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
How about the Los Marineros? Curtis, do we have any Los Marineros song? We need the Los Marineros.
It just continues. Fire!
Here's my favorite one.
Oh, that stank.
It just continues. Fire!
Oh, that stank.
Man, do they kick the crap out of the Rays this year.
How's that happening?
I have no idea.
They're 5-0 against Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, until they beat them yesterday, the Mariners, had the best record in the American League, if not, well, not all of baseball.
Well, they had just swept Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone smarter than me needs to figure out how this happens. How do you drop 2 of 3 to the worst team in the American League, and then you just... You've now have won 5 straight against the best team in the American League.
Well, maybe they're over the hangover of the Grademan trade.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it's just weird when you look at them. So I looked at this today, and I think first of all, great win yesterday. Just Flexen was Flexen again. And there's no doubt that Chris Flexen is the story of the year for this team. I mean, you can talk about the bullpen. You can talk about other storylines that are going. He is the biggest story of the year because he's just so out. It's so out of left field. It's like, hey, you're playing pitch in Korea. Like, no one knew who Chris Flexen was.
Chris Flexen's like the ace of this team right now, isn't he?
He's
Gilbert.
He certainly has been the most consistent pitcher. No doubt about it. He's been the most consistent pitcher for the team this year. So Flexen was Flexen again. Fraley's back. Another hit. 2 hits for Jake Fraley and that damn monster beard of his. 2 RBIs. Great catch in left field. Ty France now is hitting .277.
3 for 5 yesterday.
3 for 5 is a triple short of the cycle. They were 6 of 14 with runners in scoring position. Jared Kelnick got another hit last night. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw this stat. It's a great little stat. I don't know. I can't remember how many at-bats it is. But it's courtesy of Joe Doyle, who I believe is a Coug. And Joe works for Lookout Land. You can follow Joe on Twitter, Joe Doyle, MILB. So since Kelnick has changed his batting stance again, mm-hmm. he's gone back to more his upright batting stance. I mean, this is the little minutia of stats I love about baseball because you can really manipulate anything. Since he started putting his left sock on opposed to his right sock first, Jared Kelnick now hitting .500. But since he's gone back to his more, which I didn't know this, by the way. I didn't know this was his original batting stance. And then somehow he, whatever, in the last... Well, this year or last year, whatever, he changed it and went more to that squatting where he kind of looked like he was hunched over. So now that he's been in his more upright stance, I don't know if this means anything. The numbers, according to Joe, would say that that stance has better form because he's got a slash line of .261, .333, and .391. But you'll take.
Whatever works. That home run he hit the other night?
Yeah.
That was a bomb.
I mean,
he looks so much better.
This also could be that he's not wearing underwear anymore, and so maybe that's part of it.
In baseball, you never know. Those guys are so superstitious on everything.
So great win last night for the Mariners. This is why I think a lot of us, I don't know where you're at on this, but a lot of us were upset that they didn't do more at the deadline in order to reward this team. Because a lot of people, you know, it's kind of divided the fan base, right? Should have done more. Then there's the other side. No, stick to the plan. Don't do anything to jeopardize. This is so this notion, because the answer to that is always, why would you do anything just to get into a one-game playoff? Well, I don't know. I haven't been in the playoffs since 2001. I didn't know we've reached that point of Mariner fans where, oh, a one-game playoff just isn't quite enough for us. Well, I know, because we've been there so many damn times, you morons.
Plus, there's a bunch of teams out there, and you probably already told your listeners about that, right? Like the Royals and other teams that have gotten into that one-game playoff and parlayed it into a World Series championship.
They are. Here's why. You want them to get into a one-game playoff, you dolts. They're 2-2 against Boston. They're 3-3 against the White Sox. They're 4-6 against Houston. They're 1-2 against the Yankees, all right? 6-4 against Oakland, 5-0 against Tampa, 2-1 against Toronto. Those are all playoff teams.
But in your heart of hearts, you think that team would have gone very far?
What team?
The Mariners. I mean, you
this
think
year?
Yeah, do you think they would have gone? Yeah, like, let's say they would have made it.
Win the whole thing?
You think they could have won the whole thing?
Win the whole damn thing.
Oh, that stank!
They win the whole damn thing, Jim.
Okay, well, you admit that you like Abraham Toro, though.
Yeah, well, how can you not like what he's been able to
do?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay. But he's helping your team this year.
I don't know what they would have done. I have no idea. Do I think they win the World Series? No, but it's not a world. See, there's a fan base here that is like World Series or bust. Like, how about just get into the playoffs first? And then we can worry about the World Series. Jesus.
I'm World Series or bust.
Oh, God, I mean.
Come on, they're the only team in baseball that hasn't made it there yet. No, and so if you jeopardize your chance for the World Series down the road for what you're doing this year.
How about a game in October, for God's sake?
Should I have gone on the morning show instead of this one?
How about just get into the, how about one postseason game?
Yeah.
In our lifetime. I mean, I'll take that.
Right.
So.
I'm getting to a point at 64. I mean, come on, guys, let's go.
You don't have much
My
more
mom
time.
Is going to be 92 this month, and she's waiting. Jimmy, will the Mariners ever make it? I don't know, Mom.
You're going to be in one of those houses that Lou Piniella pitches. You know that company? the one up in Shoreline. The hell's that thing called?
Isn't that sad? There's a bunch of people out there, younger people, who just know Lou Piniella for those ads.
He's a great pitchman, by the way. All right, the go-to guy is here on a Common Sense Tuesday. He provides all the common sense. Johnny Canzano will join us at 11 o'clock. His weekly visit brought to you by Reflex Knees. Tweet of the day coming up at 11:45, and we dip our toes back into Snoop Dogg. And then our lunch break, our top story of the day, all brought to you by Farm Fresh Northwest. We're inside the Golf Club Stand Studio here on 950 KJ. All right, show about nothing is back. We're with you until 1 o'clock before professional radio starts there at 1 o'clock. The go-to guy, Jim Moore, is here. Follow him on Twitter at CougsGo. Curtis Crabtree's in the Red Box producers booth. It's a smarter way to watch and play. We are sitting in the crumbling Golf Club Stand studio. Check him out on Facebook and search Jeff Weir. Also, you can email Jeff at jweer@hotmail.com. That's jweerre@hotmail.com. Or give him a call at 206-250-1868. $750 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total $16,500. It holds your golf clubs upright while you play. No more bending over, no more wet grips. You would like
that.
It?
I would like that.
Do you use the tee? See, that's what I use around when I'm playing in wet conditions, the tee. Learned that from my buddy Mitch. You put the tee in there, and then you set your golf clubs on the tee.
Nice. Yeah. No. That's yeah, I've got one of those. I bought a new Cougar bag.
Oh, good for you.
But it doesn't have a bag stand, so I could probably use what.
The hell does it have a bag stand? Did you buy like a Tour, a PGA one?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I know, but Puck, if you saw it, I'll show you a picture of it. It's a white Cougar bag. I bought it over at Moses Point. I couldn't leave the pro shop without getting it. Has the wave the flag on it. It has the Cougar logo all over it. It's a white bag. It's a Bridgestone. I just couldn't pass it up. And I'm to a point where I'm either going to put it in a cart, which it works fine.
Can you carry it?
No, I push it on my little...
the little rickshaw.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So...
Gone are the days of looping your bag.
Gone are those days.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I figured.
Happens for all of us.
Yeah. You still carry it, though.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the old carry.
Well, I like walking, but I'm fine with just, pushing a little cart.
There's nothing wrong with that one. Are you going to get to the point where you have it on remote?
I think it'd be kind of fun to do that.
I like the remote one, especially when whoever's got the remote one and it gets away from the guy or gal, and then they lose control and the thing's like, pow! Yeah. I saw it last time I played with Curtis. He does not have a remote one, but we were going down a hill, and he thought it'd be good to just kind of push his cart down the hill, and then his golf clubs went everywhere and spilled everywhere.
Well, I think I told you, maybe not. Well, I can relate to that because number 14 at Chambers Bay, I thought it'd be kind of fun to do that, the downhill.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, I'll just goof around here, you know.
Picking up speed, man.
And it did pick up speed, and then it didn't go straight. It veered off to the left to that big bunker on the left there on 14, and it took a header. And so... And my kids got it for me, this cart, for Father's Day, and so I felt really bad because it was kind of wrecked a little bit, and for about 6 months I had to use a hammer to get the thing loosened up. So it's working fine now.
Like every time you went to play, you had to hammer the thing?
Yeah, I did. But it's working now. Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, but what the hell. I've done worse stuff than that before.
Curtis, I thought he actually damaged his golf clubs, like, because it was like on cement.
No, it's fine.
I mean, like, ruin the damn things. You want a perspective. So I gave you the records what the Mariners have against playoff teams. So they have a losing record against two playoff teams right now. Houston, which has owned them, 4-6, and they've only played one series with the Yankees, are 1-2. But the rest of them, they have winning records, or a .500 record. 2-2 against Boston, 3-3 against the White Sox, 6-4 against Oakland, 5-0 against Tampa, and 2-1 against Toronto. Just to compare, if you look at like Oakland, who is ahead of you in the playoff, the team that went out and did a lot to improve their baseball team.
Three games behind them right now.
3 games. So just for comparison, they're 3-3 against Boston. They are 4-9 against Houston. They are 1-2 against the Yankees. They are 4-3 against Tampa. They are 2-2 against Toronto. You ask yourself, well, how did they? They're 12-4 against the Angels. If you want to know where they're at right now, it's because they've faced the Angels 16 times and they've won 12 out of them. So
imagine being an Angels fan. I mean, I know Trout's been out, but Ohtani, the year he's having, and you're still not going anywhere.
I just think that the point is this, that they are, and they showed it again last night, that they are a good team.
So what did you really want them to do then? I mean, would you have minded if they'd given up, you know, one of their, I mean, you wouldn't go as far as Julio Rodriguez at the trade deadline, would you, to bolster the team?
I think Julio Rodriguez would be the one dude I'd say no to.
Okay, but the other ones you would?
Yeah.
Like the Hancocks of the world and everybody else?
It's not a given. None of these guys are given.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
I mean, think
about the big three. Remember the big three? Yeah, we were waiting for the big three for so long.
One of them panned out.
One panned out.
So, you know.
Well, wait a minute, though. Walker, he's kind of had a resurgence.
No, that's the one I think panned out.
Who else?
Paxton, maybe?
Yeah, Paxton panned out.
Okay. Okay, but not where the expectations of those three.
Who's the other one? Holton?
With Danny Holton.
Yeah. Isn't he back with somebody as a reliever?
Holton? I don't
or
think
he was
so.
Last
no, no, no.
Year?
I think he's out. I think he's like coaching or something.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay, they never got to the expectations they thought they were going to be. You know, I would say probably long-term Walker's been better.
Wouldn't Paxton you worried about an Adam healthy. Jones situation, though?
Well, I'm already worried about it. This Austin Shetton guy is going to come back here in about 3 years and be an all-star, so I've already programmed myself that he's going to be great.
What deal was he in? The Castillo
one?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, because I did a smart-ass tweet about that. How many years will he be an all-star? The Rays, you're so negative, man! I'm like, well, I don't know, I've been watching for 40 years. It usually comes back to bite us in the ass. But maybe we've bitten somebody else in the ass with Toro. I don't know.
I think so. When you look at what he's, I mean, that kid can
It's been great.
Hit.
It's been great, yeah. Man. There's no complaints about how he's played.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the biggest complaints going back to it, I mean, we're beating a horse because we're past it now, but it's just the timing of it. I think they could have done more to add to this current team. That's it. I mean, I just think that they're not as, however he feels about them. I mean, the records speak for themselves how they have handled themselves against teams that are playoff caliber squad. They're not beating up on the Sisters of the Poor. They've had decent records against these teams, and they go out and they prove that they can compete with them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I heard Bucky and Chuck talking about it this morning with the chemistry and the bullpen are the two things that are overcoming and compensating for this negative 50 run differential they have.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. My God, I've seen this on Twitter. I can't believe that some of the stupidity of people who claim to be good and know stuff, like discounting and saying that team chemistry is not important. That literally is said by, and like, listen, we played in high school, all right? So it's not like we were some great athlete, and I was terrible. I had no playing time, but we played in high school.
What position were you?
Bench.
No, but I mean, did you play outfield, infield, catcher?
Oh, no, no, but like football and basketball, stuff like that. Not baseball, okay. But I'm just saying.
Okay, but you were good enough to make the team anyway.
No, I mean, no, they felt sorry for him.
You had to have been good enough to make the team.
No. Well, I don't think.
Why would they feel sorry for you?
I just, you know, he's unfortunate. Look at him. I mean, he does make us laugh. So maybe there's some comedy.
Okay, so you were a chemistry guy then.
But what I'm saying is that if any level of sports you play, to discount team chemistry, then if I hear someone discount team chemistry, they have never played organized sports, ever.
Well, there have been some exceptions, though, right?
Of course
there's some teams that haven't gotten along.
Sure.
They still seem to excel anyway.
But it's not to say that you can't then say use, what is it, the A's? Is that the team that everyone references? Or the 20, which one's the 25 players, 25 caps? Is that the A's from back in the day?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So one time you can use one team as your somehow reference that, well, team chemistry isn't all that important. BS. Get out of here.
Well, is this something that'll go away in time, though, do you think? I mean, I think that's what DePoto's hoping for, is that, okay, down the road, you guys will see what Toro can do for us, Castillo, the kid they got from the Pirates, that you're going to see the method to my madness in time. I understand your feelings right now.
Oh, I would.
Should he have gone down in the clubhouse?
Absolutely.
To an outside. But where do you draw the line on that? I mean, if you're a general manager, you can't be going down there every single time you're making a deal.
I think he could have. I think
on that one, he should have.
I think knowing who he was, that player was, and how it would be probably perceived, I think that there are certain, not for everyone, not for every player, but I think for players that he knew carried weight in the clubhouse. Yeah, I think you owe it to that person, that player, to go down there. But I don't know what their relationship is like. Maybe they hate each other. Maybe that was part of the deal. I don't know. Maybe that he didn't get vaccinated, that was the part of the deal they traded him. I have no idea. Only those guys know.
I wish Divish would let us know who that one player was that said, yeah, Jerry's just sitting up there playing fantasy baseball.
Leap and connect the dots. It's two players.
Seager?
It's either Seager or Marco Gonzalez. I don't know. I mean, those have been the two most outspoken.
Those would be the favorites.
The yeah. I'd put a lot of money that it's on one of those two guys.
Yeah.
All the $10 an hour we make here would all go on that.
And Julie Seager, her tweets. And
Jesus. I mean, Julie Seager's
If you're Kyle, would you say, hey, Julie, I love you and everything, but would you get off
because
of social media?
That's his burner account. His burner account is his wife.
I don't know. If my wife started tweeting stuff out, I'd just be like, honey, come on.
But what if you agree with all of it?
Well, he probably does, but
he
still.
Then he clearly doesn't bother him. Tweet away. Pour that another glass of Pinot Gris and start tweeting away at 2 in the morning. Yeah, Curtis.
I was just going to mention, the president said that he's overpaid and basically, remember she tweeted back, in, like, I guess we're looking for somewhere else to live, you know, like, I don't think they care. They know they ain't going to be here.
Yeah, so they're on their way out. It doesn't matter what they say at this point.
Guns blazing. Blow up the place.
Yeah. But I'm sure Corey Seager will sign in free agency.
Yeah, there's the. I love the fans. Maybe we can still get Corey Seager. Yeah, you're going to get Corey Seager, all right. Yeah, he's going to come here.
Yeah, after hearing what his brother tells him.
Ah, you know what, Kyle? I don't care what you've gone through. That seems like a great place to play. All right, more of the radio program, the train wreck that is this show on a Common Sense Tuesday. John Canzano coming up at 11 o'clock. Also, our top story of the day, lunch break coming up at noon. All right, show about nothing rolls on here on a Common Sense Tuesday. Johnny Canzano is going to join us at 11 o'clock from the Oregonian, 750 The Game, all brought to you by Reflex Knees, reflexknees.com. We're in the Golf Club Stand studio. Hold your clubs upright while you play. No more bending over. No more wet grips. The go-to guy, Jim Moore, is here. Follow him on Twitter, @CougsGo. In fact, he's going to be in here the rest of the week. Hopefully, by tomorrow, the other microphones work. Curtis Crabtree is in the Redbox producer's booth. His microphone works. It's a smarter way to watch him play. Can I tell you a funny story? I was getting out of my car today, parking on the street, because he can't park in the turnaround here anymore.
Right.
Because of all the construction that's going on, so we take the risk of the two-hour parking. But they're not ticketing out there. As of now. Or at least they haven't. But
you,
now
you
watch.
You know that for a fact.
Well, we've parked out there and we haven't got a ticket yet.
Don't you feel like if you do something like that, that if you just get one ticket a month, it's worth it? It's worth it because you'd be paying what in the garage for a month?
It's pricey. Pricey in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
So I used to always, when I was going to work, I figured if I got one ticket a month.
Well, I get out of my car in one of these, you know, and I don't know what to call them. I'm not necessarily a hobo. It's more of a grifter.
Right.
I think we got, you know, the grifters that are walking around downtown. This guy is he's walking past me, and he stops as I'm pulling up. And I'm like, oh, Christ.
Wants money.
It's just something, you know, right. And I don't know what you want, and I know what you're on, and I know what you're dealing with, and I just don't need it right now. And it's 9:45, and I got to get in. So I get out. And he's carrying a cell phone and then like one of those power packs to the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this grifter. And I love the word grifter, by the way. I just grift. Hopefully it doesn't offend somebody. I'm sure there's someone that gets offended by grifter. And I get out and he's like, and he mumbles something at me. And I'm like, what? What'd you say? He's like, now he looks disheveled and all that. I swear to God, if I had more time, I would have done it too. I really would have, just to see not get the payoff. He goes, I'll pay you $50 if I can drive around in your car so I can charge my phone.
No way. Couldn't he just go into some business and use a plug or something?
I guess. I don't know.
So
$50.
So if it had been 9:30, you would have.
I think if it was 9, sure, I'll drive up and down the street.
No, so he didn't want to drive the car. He just wanted to be a passenger and just.
He wanted me, yeah. He wanted just to be the grifter, wanted to be a passenger in the car as I drove him around. Because if you just drive me around town so I can charge my phone, I'm like, $50, huh?
I've never heard that one before.
And I go, so I'm wondering, a guy like that, does he have the $50? What, is he going to Venmo me? Has he got $50 in cash on him? What are the odds? I'm just asking you, your opinion. The odds that the grifter would pay me $50 if I drove him around X amount of time. Let's say probably to get a full charge, I'd have to be a half an hour.
Right? One in 100, maybe?
One in 100,
yeah. If he was an honest grifter. Yeah.
How? Okay. And there are honest grifters out there, just like there's honest hobos. There's good hobos and bad hobos. All right, so what are the odds? Are the odds higher from the grifter that he pays me the $50 to drive him around to charge his phone, or he shanks me in the side and takes my car?
Takes your car.
That okay,
one.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. The odds much better of that. But I've never heard of that one before.
That's
so
a good
so
one.
Creative that I might have considered it too.
That's what I was saying. I was like,
but then, you know, I mean, imagine later on, though, if the guy just like pulled a knife on you and then stole your car and then everybody heard the story that you're telling right now. And
good story, though.
What in the world was Puck thinking?
Well, entertainment value.
Did he expect a better outcome than what he got?
I make a lot of decisions in my life, Jim, to see how it affects the show.
Is that what it is?
And that would have been good entertainment.
Did you, as soon as the guy got done talking to you, you thought, I'm going to bring this up today?
This is the first thing I thought. Like, this is gold. I can't wait to bring this up on the air. All right, John Canzano is going to join us. He does his weekly visit at 11 o'clock, brought to you by Reflex These. There is a story and some movement. The Pac-10 or Pac-12 could be merging or reaching an alliance with another conference. We'll cover that coming up.